With American soldiers overseas, writer David Lipsky has been giving new thought to the three West Point values: duty, honor, and country. Today, he considers honor.
Even growing up in a liberal family, you get some clear marching orders. My dad considered the Army to be the least honorable place in the world. When I was 8, he expressed it this way: "You can do any job you want, but if you ever join the Army, I will hire strong guys to find you and break your legs." So I wouldn't describe the old man as overjoyed when I spent 4 years as a reporter at West Point. In the Army, honor turned out to be a workplace term. Cadets get an honor code and are issued a 3-step honor test kit. 1. Is my action deceiving anyone? 2. Does it gain an advantage I'm not entitled to? 3. Would I be satisfied on the receiving end? What I know about honor comes from an officer, Colonel Hank Kersey. He was head of military training. He had a chest as broad around as a tortoise shell, an oak voice. Even his fingers were muscly. Meeting him at West Point was like driving to Arizona and discovering that the Grand Canyon is brick red and very deep. Cadets would tell me, "If you only talk to one person at this place, make sure it's him." When Kersey put down his cigar at a party, cadets would snatch it and ziplock it, a relic for their first posting. Kersey's own dad was a colonel. From him, he'd learned the essentials of military honor, a list of never and always. Never lead from behind. Always take care of your people. A leader is responsible for everything his people do or fail to do. My second fall, one of Kersey's captains made a politically incorrect joke on his computer. Then, without thinking, he shared his drive to the Academy web. 2 cadets found the joke, emailed it to friends. By taps, the joke had hit every inbox, and by morning formation, the entire post was whispering about court-martial. In any other field, what you'd see now is a film of arrival in reverse. Pictures coming down off a wall, boxes crowding a desktop, colleagues avoiding the young captain like a biohazard. Kersey drove to the man's house, cracked 2 beers. He told him, "Keep your cool." But the order came down, a general letter of reprimand. The captain's career was finished. Colonel Kersey thought over the lessons from his father. A real leader takes care of his people. He is responsible for everything they do. He thought about those places where personal honor and institutional honor get close, cross paths, and move off in opposite directions. He stepped forward and said, "Look, I am that guy's leader. He is a direct reflection of me. So whatever you're going to do to him, I want you to do to me." And Colonel Kersey was relieved of command, dismissed from the U.S. Army. I've heard many people talk about honor, but I've never seen anyone fully live it until I was at West Point. When I told this story to my dad, he apologized. I watched the cadets' faces as they saw Kersey leave. Nobody was going to win anything because the man had gone. But they understood that honor is making the rules part of who you are, and when you do that, you win by living by them.
Writer David Lipsky lives in New York.